Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, there's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, May 18th. Let's run down what we have talked about on the show today.
Yep.
The coronavirus pretty much is going to change the office life permanently.
Yeah. Will there even be offices anymore? A lot of people, you know, at the beginning of this, one of my favorite memes was what we're realizing since we're all at home now working that things that were meetings were probably better as an email.
Right, exactly.
And I think that's where we're going with this. More and more places. I mean, if you want to run a lean office,
yeah,
you don't need as much brick and mortar stuff if people can work from home, right?
Well, and the technology is there, and the technology has been reliable. People are kind of getting used to it. And then we've done this before. It takes, was it 44 days for something new to become a habit for you?
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're kind of getting to that threshold. So
I think we've just passed it. I know we've been doing this 6 or 7 weeks, and I'm at my home broadcasting, and it's seems like the new normal, Chris.
Yeah, it is. And then
my refrigerator's right there.
It's true.
It's dangerous.
And they say also to a lot of the changes, we were talking everything from your commute, you know, perhaps staggering your office so that everybody doesn't leave at 5 o'clock.
There's not a great big rush hour where people are congregating. Maybe just, I guess they'll just kind of have people do it like a ladder.
Yeah, exactly. Or the precautions like floor markings or digital sensors that remind you to stay 6 feet back. All of this adding into it is pretty much going to be the new norm, at least in the here and now.
Right. And like the cube farms are going to come back instead of the big open office thing like people have been going to.
Right.
You got to bring on those little dividers once again.
So the cubes are back. Mm-hmm. We found out this is pretty good information. You might want to start drinking coffee, especially if you're an older woman.
That's the newest best pickup line is, can I buy you a cup of coffee?
Exactly. Researchers specifically found that women between the ages of 20 and 44 who drank 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day had a 3.4% less body fat, body mass index, body fat, I should say.
It's actually belly fat, which is the tough stuff to get rid of, that brown fat that's tough to get rid of.
Yeah.
So if you drink coffee, and if you're older and drink a little more, it's even a better percent. What are the numbers on that?
If you're 45 through 69 and drink 4 cups of coffee, it's 4.1% less belly fat.
Wow, that's amazing, guys. That's a half a percentage more just because you're older and you're drinking more coffee.
Yeah, and wow. Believe me, as you get older, you look for any way to lose some of that fat. And it was kind of similar. The similar effects were found in men, but not as drastic.
Right.
So really, they're using this as potential to weight reduction, but hey, it's cheaper than diet pills, right?
Well, let's take a look at what are the anti-obesity compounds that are found in coffee. Let's get it down to a pill, okay? That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah.
We're Americans. We want a pill.
That's it. 32 Americans suffer from some sort of a food allergy, and while there's a lot of apps out there that help you control or monitor your food allergy, this is a pretty cool one. It's called Whistle, with a Y instead of an I for whistle.
Right.
It actually is sends you personalized updates on the ingredients to avoid due to allergies or products you usually use. You know, sometimes, especially like with baked goods, they'll have like a recall notice, but it's kind of small and by the door that says that, hey, this item's being recalled because it was made on a production line that contains peanuts.
Right.
A lot of people are allergic to peanuts. Well, you don't know that until it's too late. This will actually send you a push notification to say, hey, the products you normally get have been recalled. So it makes it a little bit easier to track those those food allergies when you're looking at food you buy.
They're not going to come up on your timeline if you're waiting for, you know, like when the government releases a recall notice or maybe some ice cream had nuts in it when they didn't realize it. Some of these things, this is what this app will do for you, because your timeline is full of people arguing about not wearing masks.
Exactly. Got to wait through all that nonsense.
Which, by the way, is just ridiculous. Wear the mask and shut up, okay? Seriously.
The cost for the Whistle, W-H-Y-S-T-L-E app is $4 a month or $24 for an entire year. Only available
imagine if
for
you're,
Apple.
You know, if you're pregnant or something, or maybe your son has a nut allergy, it's the kind of information that you want when you're shopping. That's
right.
For sure.
That's
and
true.
It'll send you the data if they just found out that some kind of ice cream had nuts in it, like undeclared nuts, like it happened recently. I'll be able to tell you salmonella in dog treats, things like that.
Yeah. Speaking of face masks, it is the new norm for some people. And for those that are wearing them, you probably want to make sure that they are clean to make sure that they're working correctly. This is according to the CDC. They give us some guidelines on this. They say a good rule of thumb is to wash your mask after each use. Even if your mask uses a filter, you'll need to replace that filter each and every time. So that's one of the things you need to do. They say washing them with the hottest water possible will kill the virus. Might not go take it a step further and stick it in the dryer for more heat. And then go even the trifecta and iron the thing, because that'll add even more heat to kill any sort of bacteria that's on there.
Right.
They also say to prevent the spread of germs or whatever, you may want to typically be the only person dealing with your mask, unless you're dealing with a child or something.
Right.
And then you'll want to wash your hands completely after each time you use that mask.
You know, there's a lot of information out there that's false about carbon dioxide poisoning. We covered that last week. There's about not wearing. The people that don't want to wear masks, that's where I've seen the most false information come up about the virus and the spread of it and stuff like that. People, I mean, will pretty much say anything not to wear the mask.
Yeah, it really comes down to just being a little mindful of your neighbors, because that's how it kind of works.
Yeah, it's you're protecting other people and they're protecting you. Folks, this virus is it's airborne. It goes through the air. And there's other ways you can get it too, but why not take as much precaution as possible? I've just had a friend that is now in the hospital for the third time with coronavirus. She has her house for sale, and the realtor brought people into the house to see it that weren't masked and weren't covering social distancing. And here she is. She's now back for the third time in the hospital.
Yeah, and I might point out, too, that I think this was a good analogy I had in regards to the mask. A mask is like a condom in a sense that a condom is not 100% effective in preventing sexually transmitted diseases as well as pregnancy. So kind of look at that at the same lenses of glasses when you're dealing with the mask. No, it's not 100% effective. Yes, the virus is small enough to go penetrate through it, but you kind of lessen the...
You knock down the possibilities chance of you getting... Do you wear your seatbelt?
Yeah.
Why? You didn't get in an accident. Why would you wear a seatbelt?
Yeah.
Well, because you're trying to prevent something, okay?
So that's kind of the analogy you might want to consider looking
and
at.
Nobody's trampling on your freedoms and all this kind of stuff. Let's not waste those, okay? We have plenty of freedoms in this country, and one of them is to keep other people safe.
Yeah, and one of them is to pay through the roof on prescription medications.
This is incredible. Chris found this article that some pharmacy prices on medications can be up hundreds of percents.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of percent more than other stores. So that is one of the problems with medicine in this country is we don't have any standardization, nor do we get to negotiate for drug prices.
And a lot of it comes down to just not being savvy on what's going on, because we look at the convenience factor. You know, doctors always ask where I want my prescription sent, and it's always the same place.
Yeah, me too. And they text me when my refills are due. I don't even know sometimes, you know. But you say shopping around could save you some money, though.
Well, yeah, when you consider that this report from the Public Interest Group, Research Group Education Fund, found that prescriptions at the larger chain pharmacies can range in price anywhere from 8% to 840% more per prescription.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money, especially when you're looking at, like me, having to pay $200 a month for the medications I normally would pay $60. Like, what happened here?
You know, that'd be amazing if you're trying to sell cars and you had that much fluctuation between cars. This car is either $10,000 or the other dealership, it's $900,000.
Right, exactly. And that's where you need to kind of do your homework when you're talking about prescriptions. Even when you're talking about your plan, they say that you're probably going to get your best deal at a mom and pop locally owned pharmacy.
I'm just trying to think of one. I know a few in Ocala, but I don't know very many in the Ocala in the Gainesville area.
Yeah, a lot of them have gone under, but that's probably where you're going to get your best prescription price. But if you can't, here are some things that you can do. Check the manufacturer's website for coupons.
Oh, you know what? You taught me that. That's pretty cool. And yeah, I'm looking for a Xarelto coupon. If anybody finds one, send it to me.
That's true. Mine was the $200 a month. I actually found a coupon where I knocked it back down to $30, which was less than what my insurance was paying. So
that's incredible.
That worked out for an entire year. They say comparison shop amongst other pharmacies. Believe it or not, you have a right to take your prescription any pharmacy. Right.
Do they publish them? I would think a couple of big ones like the Walgreens and the CVS's. I wonder if they publish their prices.
You know, it was hard on the one that I go to. It was very hard to get a specific answer, but they would give it to you. But, you know, you have a, you know, that's what you should do. Now, another one is to order prescriptions by mail. You sometimes can get a better deal. And then I thought this was the most interesting one of all.
Right.
Ask to pay the cash price instead of going through your insurance. In some instances, believe it or not, you will pay less money by not going through your insurance because of the formulas the insurance companies use.
I would never expect that at all.
Yeah. And maybe so it's worth investigating. And plus, it would also jaw-dropping to find out how much money these prescriptions cost were to pay cash.
I take a blood thinner. Both my wife does, too. And these things are incredibly expensive. We're on Medicare. Mm-hmm. And when we hit the donut hole, man, I'll pay up to $500 for a 3-month supply.
You actually reach
with insurance.
You reach to a point, and then the insurance doesn't pay anything until you reach another point, and then it will pick it back up.
It's a lousy deal. Whoever came up with this was a lousy giveaway to insurance companies, if you ask me. But anyway, so, let's talk about restaurants.
Yeah, we probably have noticed if you've been back to your favorite restaurant, and probably you might consider doing it because they're now opening at 50% indoor capacity.
Yeah, just today. That just started today.
Yeah, you might see a COVID-19 surcharge on your bill.
That wouldn't surprise me, though. I mean, it doesn't, I don't know. I guess some people are really carping about it, thinking, oh, my God, how dare you charge me? Well, think about it from their perspective, what they have to go through.
And
right?
I kind of understand that in a sense because, you know, people have lost work and you're trying to stretch your dollars. But also keep in mind, just in the month of March alone, that 3% of the restaurants closed forever. 47% had their business down. And keep into the fact that you've noticed that, you know, produce has cost more money, beef, pork, chicken, all that cost more money. And then add to the fact that they've had to add containers and bags and silverware.
I've thought about that. So I tell you, some of the people, I've had a couple of takeouts where that's an amazingly beautiful job of packing. I wish you could do my Christmas presents.
Right.
You know, like it's very structurally and it has structural integrity to it. It doesn't fall over in the car when you get home. I mean, I was just very impressed. These guys are getting good at the takeout, and I think that's kind of the new normal. More takeout, maybe as much takeout as eat-in.
So that's kind of where you're getting dinged. I found when I did these companies that bring you food, I found out most of the fees go to the company, not to the restaurant.
Yeah, and I put up a list of that. You wouldn't believe the restaurant gets almost nothing, and the door knock people or whoever they are, they get that's a pretty good knock.
Yeah, they get a lot of it. So that's where the surcharge is coming in, and some people are understanding of it. Some people are a little bit upset about it, and the best advice that I've read from reading this several times on different articles is really, look, just call your favorite restaurant and ask them, are you doing a COVID-19 surcharge? Because the other option is for them just to raise prices altogether, and that's not going to be nice either. But, you know, it's kind of one of these things for, you know, where they're trying to recoup some of the loss because things cost more money.
But, you know, to tell you the truth, instead of raising the prices on every menu item, a little COVID-19 surcharge, it's something that can go away, too.
Go away really quickly.
Yeah, they can go away quickly. So,
unlike the virus.
Let's complain about the things we can, you know, and do you really have to go to this restaurant? If that's your complaint, then you don't deserve to eat out.
Yeah, really. That's definitely a first world problem.
No food for you. No soup for you.
Yeah, no soup at your favorite restaurant. Mm-hmm. So there's our show for today, Monday, May 18th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and the radio.com app.
All right. Stay safe, folks. Wear the mask when you go out, okay? I'm doing it. You do it, too. And remember, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.